Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. It's time now for a new game. We're calling it...
Wait, wait, don't tell me, an inconvenient news quiz. Uh-huh.
This week, we read so many stories about global warming and climate change that we've decided to make this portion of our show green, meaning not only will your questions be about the environment, but the show itself will be environmentally responsible. For the duration of this segment, all the jokes will be recycled. We do that anyway. Now we have an excuse. Ready? Kiri, there are a number of threats to our planet. Greenhouse gases, styrofoam containers, Godzilla. This week we read about something unexpected that could ruin our environment unless it stopped. What?
That's kind of a broad question.
It is.
Almost anything unexpected could ruin our...
Don't stay together for the kids. Do it for the planet.
Oh, divorce!
Right. Huh. It's actually quite simple. If your marriage is in trouble and you hate the earth, well, then go ahead. And move out. But since you and your ex would then be living in two homes instead of one, you're now using over 50% more electricity and 42% more water. According to a study by the University of Michigan...
You stay up longer with the lights on, too.
That's true. Yeah, I mean... Yeah. Divorced households, taken together, used an extra 73 billion kilowatt hours of electricity, power that would have been saved if the husband had just listened more, been more open about his feelings, and if the wife could have been less judgy. Yeah.
And if she didn't use her White House voice.
Yes.
So depressing.
It is. It's a little depressing. But by the way, and this is interesting, that, you know, they're trying to make something positive out of it, so they're trying to suggest what you can do to counteract this effect. One of the things they suggested, polygamy.
Oh, polygamy
has the opposite effect.
I don't think that works.
I wonder if you're a guy with like four wives and one of those wives has four husbands, you could just keep going on and on.
You're a guy with four wives,
and like then she has like
and
four
all of
husbands.
Them are going to St. Ives and
Chit Chat.
Or it could be kind of like a marital Ponzi scheme.
I think a polygamous person is always driving from house to house and always hiding out somewhere. I don't know.
That's a bigamist.
Yeah. Bigamy is a huge energy suck. Polygamy is actually very green.
How about just trigamy or something?
Wait, trigamy. Is bigamy really you have to have separate houses with bigamy?
Bigamy, the idea of bigamy is that you're married to different people who don't know that you're married to the other person.
Well, they could just be separate wings of a big house.
Yeah.
You could just have a
that would be
house,
a very a stressful house. Way to be a bigamist.
I know.
No! Don't go to the den! I don't think so, Mo.
No, I'm thinking like an attic, a secret attic.
An attic.
Yeah, something like that.
You have another family up in the attic?
Yeah, and then also like
I guess we just have big mice, honey. I'll take care of that tomorrow.
Keep one of your wives in a cabana by the pool.
That's basically the plot of Jane Eyre.
Roy, there are all sorts of ideas on how to have a green holiday season. This year, a group of Israeli environmentalists are encouraging Jews in Israel to do what during Hanukkah?
Use recycle candles.
Not quite.
No. I don't know all the things.
Well,
you mean?
Well, you're right. You're on the right track.
I'm on the right track. they could put the
generate power with the dreidel. Hook it up to a generator, so when you spin the dreidel.
Dreidel power, yeah.
I like that.
Keep the lights on. That's the only thing that springs to mind. Could you give me a hint? So,
well, you know, the tradition of Hanukkah is you light traditionally eight candles.
Yeah.
So, save energy.
Right, four, light four.
Well, light... Yeah. I'm afraid Roy's... light one less, Roy. I'll give it to you. Light one less
seven?
Candle.
Just, wait.
Yeah.
Seven. One less than four? One less than eight.
No.
Wait. Three.
No. The answer is one less candle, just seven
one
candles.
Less candle.
No, it's one fewer.
Excuse me, Mo.
You're right. That's right.
A group calling itself Green Hanukkah says that every candle that burns completely creates 15 grams of carbon dioxide, which over the course of 8 days and millions of Jews could make Mother Earth a little verklempt. So, instead... Why not, in keeping with an even more venerable Jewish tradition, you light one less candle, and then you can brag to your relatives about how much money you save.
Ah, yeah.